Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, ma'am. Am I speaking with Gayla?
You are.
Awesome. Great. My name is Anthony. I'm calling on behalf of Georgia Opinion Surveys. Now, I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
1964.
1964? Okay, great.
Yes.
That was a great year.
Yeah, I was born.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, so that we have a clear sample of everybody that we've reached today, what is your race?
I am African American.
Okay, great. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree. Awesome.
Uh-huh.
And here are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
You're somewhat satisfied.
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
I approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
How favorable and unfavorable are your opinions for each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5, neither warm or cold, you're neutral, and 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you never heard of this particular person or group, just let me know. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I'm 5.
What about Joe Biden?
5.
What about Republicans in Congress?
5.
Tim Scott?
5.
Ron DeSantis?
5.
What about Kamala Harris?
5.
Brian Kemp?
5.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10. 10, a lot of power. 0, no power at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
7.
7. How much power do you feel that the black community vote has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? From 0 to 10. How would you rate that power?
5.
And how would you describe black political power since 2020? Much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, much less powerful.
Somewhat more powerful.
Okay. We know it's a little bit way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10. 10, definitely will vote. 5, 50 chance. And 0, you're not going to vote.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
In the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices, if those elections were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or you will not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided.
Okay. Now, for something a little bit different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
It stayed about the same.
I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0, it should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Now, you can use a number between 0 and 10. It's student loan debt. Should that be a top priority?
Student loan debt? Yeah, it should be a priority.
So, how would you rate it from 0 to 10? 10, it should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to help your community improve. 0, it should not be a top priority within the Democrats to help improve your community.
8.
8. What about reducing racism and discrimination?
9.
Jobs and wages.
9.
Abortion access.
Abortion, for or against it?
Do you think that should be a top priority?
Yes, or, I think that should, after 8.
8, okay. What about healthcare?
10.
What about climate change?
What about who? I'm sorry, say it again.
Climate change.
7.
7. Okay. Now, pretty much the same issues, okay?
I'm sorry, but do you have a lot more to go? Because
no,
I'm just,
as a matter of fact, ma'am, let me go ahead and just finish this, okay?
Okay.
A couple of moments. We should be done very soon, okay? Okay. And because the same battery of questions repeated itself, so I'm very sorry. I just took what you responded, okay?
Okay.
Now, just give me a minute, okay? And we should be done. Now,
okay.
Let me read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or you've never heard of it, okay? The Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations.
It hasn't affected my life.
Okay, not at all. What about the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations?
Not at all.
What about in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possessions and urged governors to do the same?
Yeah, it hasn't affected my life at all.
Okay, great. We're almost done, okay, ma'am? I'm going to read to you some reasons the black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, extremely convincing. 0, not convincing at all, okay? Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he has accomplished a lot of that will help our communities. His past policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. How convincing does that sound to you?
8.
And the next one, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing, our next president, 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or we will go backwards. Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is
seven.
Seven, okay.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Now, ma'am, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is
okay.
Okay,
now you gotta hurry up because I gotta get ready to go to work.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you?
A seven.
Okay. What about for the black community? How much power do you feel the black community has?
Eight.
I know it's a little bit way off, but it stands right now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm going to vote 10.
10. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all, who is elected president 2024?
Well, I gotta wait and see who all gonna run.
Okay, so would you care a great deal? Not that much.
A little bit. I care a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Now, come on now.
Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president and Congress and other states and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party candidate, or you would not vote for president, or you undecided?
I'm undecided.
Okay. Now, this pretty much the last one, if you allow me. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Have you ever heard of Fair Count?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of Fair Count?
No.
What about People's Agenda?
No.
What about Pro-Georgia?
Yeah, I heard of that.
Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, for accurate information about elections?
Not that much.
Okay. What about the local board of elections?
A little bit.
A little bit, a fair amount.
A fair amount, yeah.
The Secretary of State.
A fair amount.
Black Voters Matter.
A fair amount.
New Georgia Project. Have you ever heard of them?
New Georgia Project? No.
What about Fair Fight?
Fair Fight? A little bit. A fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Okay, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate?
You're going to have me late for work.
Or very conservative?
Come on now. I didn't hear the question.
Would you consider yourself very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative in regards to your political issues approach?
Somewhat progressive.
Somewhat progressive. Okay, ma'am. Now, if you want, we can go ahead now and finish this. I mean, this should be enough. Are you heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. Okay. And could you please specify?
No, it just depends. I don't know. It depends on when I get up in the morning, however I feel.
Okay, so... Okay, so we can say lesbian or gay?
Huh?
Can we say lesbian or gay or bisexual?
Lesbian, no.
Okay, lesbian or gay?
Less than or gay.
Okay.
You say less than. What you say?
Lesbian.
No.
No. Or gay.
No. No, heterosexual.
Okay, awesome. Are you married?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Single? Okay.
Married.
Are you a parent of a guardian or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status, full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time. Okay, ma'am, if you like, we can go ahead and just finish the conversation right now.
You keep saying that now.
Julie,
I gotta go.
Okay, go ahead, man. Thank you very much, okay?
You're welcome. If I had time, I would stay here and finish, but I just gotta go.
It's
so
okay. Don't worry about it, man.
Okay.
It's okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Thank
you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Uh-huh.